Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutritional counseling, please contact us at vince@6weeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, obesity is fast becoming our nation's number one health concern and has been linked to many chronic illnesses such as diabetes, hypertension, stroke, and heart disease, all preventable diseases. Two-thirds of the adult population in our country is either overweight or obese, and this number is rising. Now, in this program, I will be joined by my co-host, Certified Nutrition and Diet Specialist Orville Douglas, and our special guest, Tamara Tyrus, who, until recently, weighed over 430 pounds. Tamara was easily labeled morbidly obese. Now, if you have not seen pictures of Tamara, please go to my website at www.6weeks.com. You must see these pictures in order to believe it. Okay, so you must see this stunning transformation that this young woman undertook. You won't believe it, but it's truly inspiring for anyone looking to lose weight and improving their health. So stay tuned as she shares her amazing story on how she got her life back. And if Tamara can do it, so can those of you listening to us today. You don't want to miss this episode. And now remember the words of Henry David Thoreau, who said, "If one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with success unexpected in common hours." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks of Fitness. I am pleased to have as our guest, Tamara Tyrus, who will share her amazing story and journey from being over 430 pounds to where she is today. Tamara, thank you so much for coming on our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. I heard about you through my nutritionist, Orville Douglas. Now, when he showed me your pictures, I was totally blown away. I could not believe how big and how small you got.
Yes, indeed. I mean, it's a total transformation. You know, it's very hard to believe, but when you actually see, I've seen pictures for many, many years, and when I finally met Tamara in Washington, D.C. over the summertime, and to actually see her in person, is like, wow.
And the first question I had for Orville was, did she really lose that weight? Did she really look like that?
Yes. I mean, I just could not believe it. Just seeing her, you know, just seeing all these pictures, like from Facebook, of, you know, being 400 and something pounds. And when I actually saw her, it's like she lost 3 or 4 people and she looks totally different. Totally different.
Man, and I'm telling you, that is so inspiring because, you know, we run into so many people, Tamara, who don't believe they can lose the weight. They don't believe it. And you're proof positive that you can.
Yeah, I used to be one of those people also. I have lost hundreds of pounds before, and I always gained it right back. So it has been definitely a process, and I will not be gaining the weight back. I did not lose it. I released it, and it's no longer mine.
Oh, well, we're going to talk more about that. That's interesting. But now, I understand you live in Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
Now, how's it over there at the Big D?
It's nice. The weather is fluctuating all the time.
Really? Really? Are you a Cowboys fan?
Oh, don't put me on the spot. No, I'm not.
That's okay. Neither am I. No one would expect me to be. Uh-huh. But that's cool. That's good. That's good. So where do you actually grow up, though?
I grew up in Arkansas.
Oh.
Arkansas. A place called Conway, Arkansas. It's right outside of Little Rock, and I grew up there.
Oh, okay. Now tell my listeners about your family. Your family upbringing.
Okay. I grew up in a two-parent home. It's five of us. I'm in the middle. I have two older brothers at home, and then it's me and my little sister, my little brother. My parents always made me, was always conscious of my being overweight. I'm the only overweight child. And my parents were very physically fit and healthy for the most part. So they always had me on some kind of diet and always made me perform in every sport. I played softball, soccer, everything. I was always overweight. I just had a thing for food. And I mean, I would eat my little brother's and sister's food so they would do my and I would do their chores. I mean, it has definitely been something.
Yes, a challenge.
Yeah.
So when I hear this, because I'm thinking, okay, maybe when you were a child, you know, you basically didn't have anything to do, so you were just started eating because you were bored. But it sounds to me like you were very much involved with sports activities, and your parents, you said, basically were into health and fitness.
Yeah, and they always took me to the doctor, and the doctor actually told them one time to just put a lock on the refrigerator and cabinets.
Oh, and my goodness.
They refused to do that, but what they did do is they would go to the grocery store every day to make the food. So, I mean, they did try to help, but yes. It's just something that I had. Like, I feel like I had to go through this in this lifetime so I could help other people.
Yeah, oh, most definitely. And that's what you're doing now. You're actually a role model for so many people. And you said that you actually had this problem before where you actually lost the weight and gained the weight back. So what happened this time?
I was on the verge of pretty much nutritional suicide. I was just fed up with all the diets, and I would diet for a while. 80 pounds, you know, when you're bigger, you can lose 80 pounds real quick. And when you do stuff drastically, and I would lose it real quick. And then I would get off of it, of course, because it was a diet. I didn't make it into a lifestyle change. And I would just pick it back up. So I probably, all in all, throughout my 32 years of life, I probably lost close to 600 pounds.
Wow. Oh, my. So you lost, like, Orville, would you say, like, four people?
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah, maybe five. Yes.
But only 240 of it is gone, so I would gain all that back. So it has been something I've always been on a diet. I think my first diet was at five. My mom said when I was a baby, I wouldn't eat, so they kept taking me to the doctor, worried about me not eating. And she said one day, my dad gave me some food, and she seen a sparkle in my eye. And ever since then, I was eating and eating. They were happy at first that I was eating. And then they realized when I went to kindergarten, it was a problem because I was way bigger than the other kids. And then it's just a struggle from there, pretty much.
Yeah, so it's been a constant struggle, but somehow you persevered and you made it this far, which is a beautiful thing. We applaud you for that.
Thank you.
Because now you're an example for others to follow. Now, again, in regards to the diet, you said that the diet, that didn't work for you, right?
I've done all kind of crazy diets.
Really? Well, give me an idea. What type of diets were you on?
Okay, I've been on the anorexic, where I developed anorexia. Really? I used to abuse laxatives. I used to throw up my food, low-carb diet, any Nutrisystem. I mean, I don't want to name anything that you've probably seen an infomercial on TV. I have probably tried it. And like I said, I did lose some weight, but it came back.
All right, so what are you doing now that's different from what you were doing in the past?
Well, this time, what I did, I decided I was taking it day by day, and I wasn't focused. I honestly was not focused on the scale. I was focused on living because, like I said, I had diabetes, high blood pressure, my neuropathy in my lower limbs, which were going numb. That's what neuropathy is. And so when I would wake up in the morning, I couldn't even stand up directly and walk because I didn't have any feelings in my legs. So I would have to wait for the feeling to get there from poor circulation. And the day before I made this decision, I actually planned out my funeral with my siblings, and I wanted to tell them what I wanted. You know, discussing all of that information. I wasn't going to kill myself, but I just gave up on trying to be healthy. And I knew eventually I was going to die from nutritional suicide. That's what my friend calls it.
Nutritional suicide, yes.
You're going to eat yourself to death.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now, I saw a picture of you sitting up, looks like in the living room, and your brother took that picture.
That's
unbeknownst to you at the time. That's when you were discussing your funeral.
Yes. And I didn't know he took it at all. I was so amazed when he sent me that picture. He said that he took it because he felt like that was the last time he would see me alive.
Wow.
Mm. Wow. I mean, and the thing is, your family really loves you. And that I think that also helps, doesn't it? To have that support.
Well, I really didn't have much support during this journey. Quite often, you know, you meet people say they're going to do all this amazing things, and then you see them fall off and they don't do it. So we tend not to take those people serious.
Hmm.
And so nobody really took me serious. Nobody really took me serious until now. I dropped about 140 pounds. But keep in mind, I've already dropped 100 pounds before, 120 pounds before. So nobody really took me serious until here recently, actually.
Really? Now, okay, now you weighed over 430 pounds as recently as 2011, right?
Yes, May 2011. I was actually over 238 pounds. But the scale, I believe my job scale, I had to get on the scale where we weighed the patients with the wheelchairs. It only went to 440. So at some point, it was reading error. So, but the first weight I did see was 438.
Wow. 438.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 2011.
Yes.
Right? And since that time is when you started making the changes to your body.
Mm-hmm.
And the changes primarily came through your changing the way you eat on a daily basis.
Changing my mindset.
Okay. The mind. So the mind became a very important part of this. Okay, now tell us about the mind.
Okay, well, once I set my mind to what I wanted to live, that meant by any means necessary. And so that meant for me that when I had a bad day, I wasn't going to give up anymore. That means I was going to keep pushing. And I have gotten stronger over the years with my mental focus, with the help of meditation and different things of that nature. But the mind is very powerful. And as far as my workout regimen, I got trained in the gym. My mind got trained in the gym before my body.
Is that right? Your mind first, and okay, then your body.
I had an ex-Marine that trained, I met up with when I was 415 pounds. He had me on the Stairmaster for 60 minutes. And when we finally finished, I thought I was going to die. But when we finally finished, I asked him, you know, are we finished? He's like, no, that was the warm up. He's crazy. He's crazy. He said that was the warm up. So I started to cry, but I didn't cry, you know, but I was crying. And I said, well, you never trained a 400 pound person before. Do you even know about this? You know, he was like, I'm not training your body. I'm training your mind. And that registered with me until this day.
I see. That made a big difference in your life because the mind controls the body.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important. And so many of us, mentally, we give up. And if we give up mentally, then you might as well forget it physically. It's over.
It's over.
Right?
I mean, we can make ourselves sick by just thinking we're sick.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. But you showed basically, though, that you have the willpower to make it happen. And since 2011, though, you've been on this journey. And would you say that every day it's a challenge? Every day it's work?
I definitely have good and bad days. As a recovering food addict, it is definitely a challenge.
And what about the people in your circle now, your support? Do you have people around you that support you now at the present?
Yes, I do. And they're so amazing. And honestly, they're all strangers that I met throughout my journey. My biggest supporters are people that, all the people that I thought were my supporters when I started, they started swaying away. Because when you grow, when I started shedding that waste and slash weight, the people, the toxic people started shedding away from me also. So I have a whole new friend base and support system.
That is absolutely amazing because it kind of tells me that when you are eating all the wrong foods and not taking care of yourself, there's probably a lot more negativity around you.
Nothing but negativity. So as I changed my mindset and became a more positive, happy person, you know, I would get comments like, oh, you're too happy today, or, you know, why are you always smiling? Because they were so used to me being this negative Tamara and this woe is me on the pity party train, where I decided to take my life back, not just with my weight, but in all aspects of my life. And that including my inner circle, because I cannot be around negative people, toxic people for that long, because that would most likely affect me in some kind of way.
Oh, you're so right. You have to move away from negativity, you know? And there's an old saying that misery loves company, right? And if people are miserable, they don't want you being happy, because they want to be, they want you to be miserable just like them.
Yes.
And you said, not you. Good for you. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, it's great. It really is. I mean, I'm just, you know, I just can't, you know, I'm, you know, you see these stories all the time, you know, in magazines of a person lost so much weight, but to actually meet someone who's actually done it, it's just amazing. Just to actually, you know, it's just great, you know. So I can actually say, now I know someone who actually did it. This is not something that was created. It's actually real.
That's right. And that's the thing that that's why we're so proud of you, Tamara, because you actually did the work, you know. And we're not saying that it's easy. No, life isn't easy, but it's worth every day, every minute, every moment to keep going and progressing like you are, because now you're a role model for so many different people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I asked Orvel, I was like, "You sure she had no surgery, right? No surgery, because so many people they'll take the other road, the lap band surgery, or you know, the liposuction or something, just try to get rid of it medically."
I tried to do that. I did try to sign up for that though. I tried, and my mom was not supportive of me because she lost her sister with complications from the gastric bypass.
Yes.
Oh. And she just wasn't. And my mom is like the only supporter that started from the beginning to the end. And so that meant a lot for me not to get her support, you know. But when I did go to sign up for the gastric sleeve, ironically, he told me he couldn't do it until I shed 55 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And then they try to sell you the shakes or whatever. And while I was in the educational class, I met a lot of people that were in there for their second surgery. They had already had gastric bypass or lap bands, and they were in there getting another surgery.
Really?
They gained that weight back. And that kind of, as a nurse, I was thinking to myself, okay, it has to be something. How do you gain all that weight back, you know?
Yes.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Because it's expensive, you know, you're going through a lot. So I just got to really thinking about that, and I'm really thankful I did not do it. I'm so thankful that I didn't do it.
Exactly, because now you're an example, and you're healthier, and you didn't have to worry about any type of relapse, any type of problems like that, you know? So I applaud you for not taking the so-called easy way out, which is also a dangerous way.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, so this is your body will respond to you taking, if you take care of it, your body will take care of you. I'm always saying that. And you're proof positive that it works. Now that you're on this road, what types of foods are you eating now?
Now I eat plant-based. So, but throughout
you're my, a vegan.
You're don't label vegan. Myself
like
as a vegan.
My
I don't
goodness.
Label myself as a vegan, but I do, if somebody was to look at my refrigerator and pantry, they'd be like, oh, you're a vegan.
Well, look, whatever it is, it's working though. It's working.
But I wasn't always plant-based. I just became plant-based of June of 2013.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So what made you decide to go plant-based?
I met up with people like Orvel and some other people on Facebook, and I started researching, and honestly, I wasn't ready. I didn't think I was going to do it, and I just woke up one day, and I tried to eat some fish, and it just felt like my higher self, my intuition, or whatever you want to call it, was saying no. It was like, no, no, and at the time, I was having actual GI issues, so I had been to the GI doctor. I was having bowel issues and different things of that nature. So I really feel like that intuition, higher self or whatever, was urging me, pushing me to that. So I could not eat meat. So basically, I went cold turkey, raw vegan.
Okay. Really? And you haven't looked back ever since?
Well, yeah, I went back to cook food.
Well, Orville is definitely proud of you, right, Orville?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, it's a fine example. It just shows that, you know, when you, you know, when it shows that when you actually change your diet, you know, as you said, you had high blood pressure and diabetes. They all disappeared, correct?
Oh, yeah. I don't have any of those problems anymore.
Yeah, so that's all, you know, that's amazing.
I still have problems after I lost 150 pounds. Those problems did not go away until I went plant-based.
Okay, so that's great. That is so great. Really? Yes.
That just shows you how superior that type of eating is. And that's not even saying, that's not even a diet. That's not a diet. This is a way of life now, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Yes. I don't ever consider myself being on a diet or anything like that. I've always slowly did things, but cutting out cold turkey meat was one thing I did do drastically. That's the only thing I did drastically in this journey. And that was just because my spirit said no more.
Wow. See, I know for a fact that eating, you know, meat, foods like that are heavy on your system, and it will affect the way you think. It does. Food affects the way you think. It really does. And for people who say it doesn't, they should think again. So if you really want to be even more spiritual, you have to watch what you eat, you know, not be so quick to eat a lot of the heavy, the meat products.
I totally agree. I mean, people watching my journey, they've seen a drastic change from last year to now in my attitude, what the things I post, my whole mindset. I'm more centered and happy. And that is when I'm serious. I was angry before. I was holding on to all these emotional things, even when I have dropped over 150, 60 pounds. And I noticed that when I started that, I was living on a high, like, I call it vibing high, you know, eating high-frequency foods. That's what I call it. I mean, I was so happy and jumpy. Sometimes people do think I'm actually on something, but I'm not on anything.
Well, that's exactly what happens, because, you know, as myself being on a plant-based diet, that's exactly what happens. You kind of, your spirit comes up on another level. You know, a lot of people don't seem to understand. You may be so happy. You see things in a different light. You may see something, but no one else will see in that light. But what you're saying is the truth. But, you know, once a person is on that level, will actually understand what you're talking about.
Mm. So a lot of people who haven't taken that journey, who are not on that journey, don't really understand.
They don't really understand it. It's very hard to explain. It's just the feeling, you know. It's just that people notice a change. Your family, your friends, when you talk to them, they see you talking on a different level. And, you know, so it's very hard to explain, but it's just something that naturally happens. And, you know, all the people I know who are on a plant-based diet, they say the same thing. The same thing.
I can say one more thing that I loved about my whole view change on food. Last year, is it helped shrink my skin. It's retracting. For me to have a shed over 240 pounds, I do have loose skin. However, it is not bad for me. As I've seen other people, you know, you hear about people losing that much amount of weight and they have to get these surgeries for their skin. My skin has retracted so much, made a drastic change within 6 or 7 months of me changing my diet.
And I was going to ask you about that, because so often what happens when, if you lose weight, a certain amount of weight, especially the amount that you've lost, there's a lot of sagging skin. And I didn't see much of that on you while watching your YouTube pictures and everything else, you know?
Yeah.
So very impressive.
Yeah, could I ask you a question, Tamar? What would you contribute that to, that your skin is not sagging? I mean, what exercise programs are you doing?
I would consider that, honestly, I would have to put nutrition first.
Uh-huh.
And after nutrition, I do lift weights.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. What type of weights are you lifting? Are you doing very light weights? Are you doing heavy weights? What are you doing?
I do all of the above, but I prefer heavy.
Okay.
Okay.
Good enough.
But recently, I'm doing lightweight for reps.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you're a believer. How often do you exercise?
I try to do something physically active almost every day, but actually in the gym five, 6 days. It just really depends what my goal is for the month. And whatever I set my goal to, that's what I do. So right this month is 5 days a week.
5 days a week. Okay. Do you have a trainer?
No.
Okay. You don't need a trainer right now. Is that correct?
Well, I could use one to push me sometimes, but I have such an awesome support group, and we help each other. And if I need something, I can ask one of them, and they'll tell me what I need to do, and I'll go do it. And
okay. Okay. I mean, I'm saying to Orville and I, we'll fly out there and give you some training lessons. Have trainer, we'll travel. I haven't been to Dallas in a long time.
Hey, I'll take it.
Right?
Good. Now, what advice would you give other people like who in the same position as you were at that time? What would you tell them to do?
Start right now. I would tell
no time like the present.
It's no time like the present, because many times we hear people say, okay, I'll start Monday. And then Monday turns into next Monday. You know the story. So start right now with what you got and what you have. If you don't have, and it's always I always get the same thing. Well, I don't have any money for groceries. So what are you going to eat again? Like, so you're not eating nothing? Like,
they're going to eat something.
A healthy option. You know, people say they don't have money for groceries and they eat healthy, but they can go to McDonald's or somewhere and spend $6-7 when you can get a salad for that price or some fruit. I mean, you can get all kinds of things. It's about your priority, what you want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Indeed.
Your also your choices, because if you ate, like you said, some salad or some fruit, some vegetables, as opposed to eating a Big Mac, what's going to be more nutritious for your body? Your body's going to use the fruit and vegetables. It's not going to use that Big Mac, that fast food. That's only going to harm your body.
And you're going to be tired.
And you'll be tired quickly. You're right. You're right. So what are you doing now? I mean, I know that are you a nurse?
Yes, I work night shift.
You work in the evenings, okay? And do you have your own business?
I have my own business, getting my life back now, where I am a life coach, training for helping people with emotional physical therapy, digging down to the root cause of certain issues, and helping them take their life back.
And, okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's about it right now. I have a lot of things in the works, but that is what I'm doing at the moment. I do help people with meal plans and et cetera, but that's not my main focus. So my main focus is tackling the emotional issues that we are bound with, either subconsciously or consciously.
Okay. Well, I have an idea for you. Why don't you write a book?
Oh, I have two books being written.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
I can
see
the before and after picture on the cover. I mean, really, you'll sell thousands.
Yes, at least.
Honestly, you have two books in the works.
Mm-hmm. I have a biography, and I have another book called, it's going to be a workbook called Pass Forward. And it's basically helping people take more control over their mind. And that should be out by the end of the year, probably. I'm hoping. So,
okay.
That's what I got going on. I'm really excited about it.
That's great. And the main thing is you have a strong fan base, too, which is great. And you'll just let them know beforehand when the book is going to be released so we all can get on the bandwagon and help promote it and buy a copy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it, Tamara.
Absolutely.
We look out for each other.
Yep.
But your story is so important, so special, so unique. It's important that we share it with as many people as possible. And we're going to do our part to get the word out about what you have done, what you've been able to accomplish in your life. And your life has just begun.
Yes, it has. I'm so excited.
Right? You're excited. I mean, I look at you, I know the smile on your face. You really are. You really feel enjoy the journey, don't you?
Yes, I do. And the most important thing is I realize out of this, me taking my life back, getting my life back, other people are having courage to take their life back. And that is the blessing. I received a text message from a lady last night, and she was telling me how her 11-year-old son had been having weight problems and how he followed me on Instagram. And he was going to a therapist and everything about his weight, but he told them that that getting my life back now said it's not about losing weight and dieting. It's about getting healthy.
Exactly. What a words of wisdom. And her son said that to
me. And I was just so excited about that.
Because you touched the life there. Touched the life. Yeah. You know? You're wonderful. Now, speaking of Instagram, how can my listeners follow you, keep track of what Tamara Tyrus is doing?
On Instagram, I am Getting My Life Back Now. On Instagram, that's my name, Getting My Life Back Now. And on YouTube and on Facebook.
Okay, Getting My Life Back Now. Mm-hmm. And I know I visited the YouTube channel, so that I know that's
I just very... now started that, so I don't have many videos up, but I did used to video blog when I was bigger, so I'm trying to figure out how to implement those videos. I was always embarrassed, so I never posted my videos or old pictures. I always said when I get to 300 pounds, that's when I'll start to share my story. So at 300 pounds, I actually got on social media with my story.
Really, really? Well, you have nothing to be embarrassed about now. You are a rock star.
Yeah.
Right. Really? And do you have any questions for Tamara?
I know she's basically answered everything she spoke, everything that she wanted to talk about, and it's great. It's great information, and people gotta love this story.
Oh, they're all gonna love it, Tamara. Really, really, truly. It's so inspirational. And on behalf of Body Sculpt of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.